Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Fast Track by Fern Michaels, performed by Laurel Merlington. Chapter 1. Big Pine Mountain, North Carolina. It was a fortress-like compound, a training ground of sorts, state-of-the-art, first-class accommodations. In the spook world of covert operations and espionage, it was beyond anything the CIA or the FBI could think of. The only facility that came remotely close was NORAD on Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado and was maintained by the government of the United States, thanks to the taxpayers of the good old U.S. of A. In the interests of security, the only accesses to the site on Big Pine Mountain were by helicopter and cable car. The women, also known as the vigilantes, clustered together in the dark, their eyes on the helicopter pad and the platform that housed the cable car that had gone missing an hour ago. Off in the distance they could hear the whoomp, whoomp of helicopter blades. Company was coming, and the women knew it wasn't a social visit. Then they heard the screeching sound of the cable car coming up the mountain. They jostled one another for a better look in the rain-filled, pitch-black darkness. Isabel Flanders craned her neck. A perfect evening for late-night visitors of the clandestine kind. Who do you think they are? Probably the kind of people Charles doesn't want us to see or meet before he sets things up. This is just a guess on my part, but I think they're our next employers, Nicky Quinn said. We could go outside instead of hiding indoors and see for ourselves. I, for one, like to know what's going on, especially if it involves me, or us as a whole.